And it is now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, this is judicial overreach, if I've ever heard of it. A judge in North Dakota has struck down the state's pro-life protections, claiming they violate a woman's fundamental rights to murdering her unborn child. The judge, who conveniently is not seeking re-election, imagine that, took it upon himself to reinterpret the state constitution and asserted that it guarantees women the right to make medical decisions affecting their bodily integrity. How about extending that same courtesy to the unborn children, who I would guarantee wouldn't vote to be murdered? The New York City Council has taken a giant leap towards implementing a reparations program. Two bills passed last week that would establish a, quote, Truth, Healing, and Reconciliation Commission and a reparations task force, all on the taxpayer's dime. And the city council member who sponsored one of the bills proudly declared that this is a major step in her, quote, Black agenda for New York City. I wonder if she has a white agenda for New York City. Well, you know, we can't ask those questions this day and time, can you? Pope Francis, who I don't even know if I would call this move ecumenical, more so than pluralistic, but Pope Francis recently told a group of children in Singapore that, quote, all religions are paths to reach God. The pluralistic pontiff went on to compare different faiths to, quote, different languages and different dialects for arriving at the divine. All religions are paths to reach God. Where have I heard the opposite? Oh, that's right. Jesus himself said he was the way, the truth, and the life, and no one would come to the Father except through him. And moving on, Planned Parenthood is in the news. They continue to worm their way into the American school system. The nation's largest provider of murdering unborn babies now offering its special brand of, quote, education to students as young as 9 years old. Their curriculum includes such wholesome topics as how abortion works and supporting abortion access, because nothing spells childhood innocence quite like learning about dismemberment procedures. And in a rare victory for common sense and free speech, Dr. Alan Josephson, a former professor at the University of Louisville, has won a significant battle in court. Dr. Josephson had the audacity to question the current orthodoxy surrounding gender dysphoria for youth during a panel discussion at the Heritage Foundation in 2017. And for that grave sin against wokeness, he was promptly demoted and essentially shown the door. But lo and behold, the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in the good doctor's favor, allowing his case to proceed to trial. And that has been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.